أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون. وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين. لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين. And to whom we give a long life, we reverse him in nature, then won't they understand? And we did not teach him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, poetry, and it was not appropriate for him. This is a message and a clear Quran, so that it may warn whoever is alive, and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to pass over those who reject. Yesterday we explained this aspect of how Allah ta'ala can transform a person. When he's a baby, helpless, then he becomes fit and has the strength to walk, to eat, to do things for himself. And then Allah ta'ala returns him to old age. And in that old age, there's a reverse of things. He becomes like a baby again. He needs attention. Someone needs to take him to toilet, change his diapers, feed him, take care of him, see to his needs. He becomes absolutely helpless. So won't they understand that this is a process? Allah Ta'ala is in control. We have no control. Then the next verse is an answer to the claim of the kuffar that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was producing poetry. They understood that the Quran Sharif has a profound effect. The word of Allah Ta'ala definitely has a great effect. It is divine. It cannot be the word of a man. But in their rejection, they had to find some excuse, some way to reject. So they said that this is poetry. So Allah Ta'ala in response, Allah Ta'ala says, we did not teach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poetry, and it was not appropriate for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should be reciting poetry. And the reason for that is that poetry is imaginary. It is an exaggeration of events that didn't even take place. It is a dream world that a person entertains himself with. In this day and age, you can say virtual reality, entertainment industry. Person is watching and he's crying. So you say, why are you crying? I say, but the person died. Say, no, he never died. He's living a good life. But I'm just feeling sad. So it's an imaginary world. A person is entertaining himself with virtual reality. So poetry in those days was the means of entertainment. Storytelling, poetry. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادِي يَهِيمُونَ. That they go through every valley. Go, they're singing their poetry. And يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They speak things that they don't do. They talk about fighting lions and fighting bears, and fighting creations that don't even exist. And like the famous line, swim the deepest ocean and climb the highest mountain. So speak things and say in poetic form things that are not real. So this Quran and Majid, Allah Ta'ala says, huwa illa dhikru wa Quran mubin. This Quran Sharif, it is an advice. It is not poetry. It is not a fairy tale. وقرآن مبين. The purpose is to be a guidance. It is a clear Quran, and the purpose of the Quran is to warn that person who is hay. Hay means alive, meaning a person that has a genuine concern. He has goodness in his heart. He is looking for the truth. He wants to know what Allah Ta'ala wants from him, and this person will find guidance. ويحق القول على الكافرين. And the decree of Allah Ta'ala will come to pass upon those who reject. Those that don't accept. On one hand, we had Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When the Noor of Nubuwat came in front of him, it entered into his heart one shot. And he is resting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when we go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to make salam to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then we had Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl, his heart was sealed, black. The Noor of Nubuwat came, but it had no effect. Like water falling on a stone. Nothing goes inside. So where is he? His head is there in Badr somewhere. Nobody knows and nobody really cares about Abu Jahl. So Allah Ta'ala's decree will come to pass upon the disbelievers, and forever and ever in the Akhirat they will be losers. May Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us, give us the tawfiq to do what is right.